You're listening to the Digital Signage Today podcast. As business leaders look for ways to improve productivity and profitability, they're increasingly turning to innovative automation and self-service technologies. But keeping up with the rapid pace of new innovations can be overwhelming. Now there's a website to help you do just that. From the publishers of Kiosk Marketplace, Vending Times, and Digital Signage Today, Automation and Self-Service covers trends in artificial intelligence, robotics, kiosks, payments, and much more. Visit the site today and subscribe at www.automationandselfservice.com.
And welcome to the Digital Signage Today podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Brown, editor of Digital Signage Today. We've got a very special guest today. Chris, do you want to introduce yourself to us?
Sure. Thanks, Daniel. I'm Chris Devlin. I'm the president of Omnivex Corporation, and we're a digital signage software company based out of Canada. It's been around for over 30 years, so have lots to talk about. Thanks for talking with me today.
I was so excited to chat with you because our topic today relates to workplace digital signage, which you know a little bit about, I gather, including some of the strategies and some of maybe what works and what does not work. Just in general terms, though, before we get into the meat and potatoes, as it were, what would you say is the big trend right now in that corporate communication sphere?
Oh, that's a great question. I mean, big trend is there's many, and it really depends on the business that you're in. I think we're at a time, you know, we're certainly post-pandemic now, and people are back in the office, and they're trying to create rich environments, both virtually and physically. And there are things you can do with digital media that you just can't do on a person's personal computer screen, and I'm sure we'll get into it. But, you know, when you communicate to people at their homes or when they're remote or as just as individual knowledge workers, you're sort of at their control. You know, they're going into their application, their CRM, their KPIs, their thing, whatever. So the user has a lot of control on their own work. When you get into your controlled physical spaces, you know, you're the narrator. The company, the corporation can control what it puts out in front. And I think we're seeing a lot more thoughtfulness now than ever. People have always been in tune that the customer is important, right? And they come up with rich digital ways to engage customers and make them act and drive their behavior. And really, we're at, I think, an exciting period of time corporately while people are struggling with many different issues. They really are seeing the value in their employees and getting their employees engaged in the right thing. So in the right things, whether that's safety or KPIs or productivity. So to me, any of those things can be trends. It's what that corporation is trying to deal with at that time. So I see all of them, and they're all taking cues from what people have done in public environments.
I think that's amazing. And it's funny because I've heard something recently. You can tell me if this is crazy. I've heard people talking about the employee as a customer in this kind of digital signage space. Would you say that's accurate to say?
Absolutely accurate. And, you know, even more, I think, to the point is, you know, this is part of digital transformation. So keeping people engaged digitally is part of the transformation that's happening. And having focus on the customer, granted, super important. They drive their revenue, and they're, you know, most organizations would say, you know, that's the most important person in our business. But in fact, if your employees aren't bought in or engaged in the right activity, all that focus on the customer is lost because the synergy is not there. And so it's important to have your executives, your management, and every single employee engaged in the right mindset. And digital communications are more prevalent today than ever and are a really, really powerful way to do it. So I totally agree with that comment.
Well, but how do you, and this is interesting because we're moving away, and we recently had a Costco on talking about their digital transformation for this customer experience for the employee. And it seems to be working very well for brands, but how do you keep it fresh? How do you engage those customers with, let's, if it's health and safety, if it's SOP, if it's celebrating KPIs, what's the secret sauce to really engaging them in a way that maybe those old tacked up paper signs on the bulletin board in the break room just can't do?
The bulletin boards. It's interesting. There's still companies out there that are replacing those bulletin boards with digital information. Some of it for necessity, you know, compliance. You may or may not like this, but there's no silver bullet. It really depends what you're trying to drive. Some companies, take a manufacturer, they might be trying to drive safety or quality initiatives, which aren't eye candy the way you might get in a retail or a big video environment. And so they're trying to put out information that's relevant for productivity and safety and reminders and some governance and stuff like that. Other things, you're really just trying to engage people in the right thing for your company. In addition to safety and those kinds of things, that could be signing in guests, using technology. If you're a technology company, you might want to have more big implementations. You know, it really varies depending on the size of the company and the industry you're in, but a lot of companies are now using digital to really show their tech forwardness, to put big installs of LED monitors. You know, I'm a reader of your magazines, and you're writing all the time about the transformation of flexible screens and transparent screens. You get really good ambient things, and that can be very impressive just from mood and pride.
Well, it's almost mental health, isn't it? There's a movement, I think, in workplace digital signage to promote mental health care among employees. And it seems to be showing some of the data is very promising with boosting mood and boosting job satisfaction. And as we all know, retention is such a big deal for so many employers. And it's very expensive if you don't have good retention. So leveraging every tool at your disposal, including that workplace digital signage, can be very important. And I remember chatting with, I think it was Michelle Montes Siri from LeGrand a year and a half ago, maybe, about one of the new Gold LEED certified buildings that was using nature scenes in the workplace, just nature scenes, not even messages. And they saw that it was lowering stress among the employees, which that was so creative, I thought.
And it's that thoughtfulness. And I'm glad you brought that up. And it sounds like they, you know, Grant took an approach to what they wanted to do and what they wanted to communicate. And that's the most important thing. I've been in, you know, workplaces that are had remote workers for a long time, and as they try to get people back into the workplace, they want to engage them in different ways. But some are more afraid. Some of the skills have atrophied. Some of them have been onboarded while not in there, and so they're trying to make sure that the programs they have are accessible. So, you know, digital signage can be eye-catching. Like, go back to that bulletin board idea. The screen doesn't have to be one thing. It can be multiple layers of different things. It can have sections to it. It can be a large wall that might have some stuff that's social and, you know, charity drives that they're doing. But the other part of it might be how to get help. Go back to your mental health and the de-stress. Like, do you have HR programs? How do you get that? And you can put like simple QR codes up there so it's less threatening to them. But the sign can be a bridge to other digital assets or digital tools that might help somebody, you know, get some counsel, get some advice or HR. And that same logic can be used for governance. If you're into corporations or fraud, you know, we're all required as corporations. I'm the head of a company that has financial obligations and reports we have to do. And you have to have whistleblower hotlines and things like that. And you have to make an overt effort to make those arteries available to people. And so you can do that through digital signs without being obvious, and people can approach those on their own terms, as opposed to hoping they respond to an email or do a survey once a year. Make that more prevalent. It's a better initiative for the company, and it's much more accessible for the employees that need that that help or engagement.
Right. And more and more businesses are struggling, right, with this sort of trying to get folks back into the physical office. And there's still a lot of employees, as you mentioned, that are so attached to working remotely. And I think we had covered about Insight's new global headquarters, that they brought employees back, not by forcing them or ordering them to come back into the office. They top down wanted to create an experience, make the workplace an experience. And they had people coming back willingly and actually saying, I'm happier to work here than I am at home because the Wi-Fi is so good. There's the digital signage. I feel celebrated with my team, what we did last week. So almost creating that company culture through the digital signage and related services is creating an experience that employees want to come into the office for, which is great. It's a win-win.
Well, absolutely, 100%. And want to accelerate and say, yeah, you're right about digital, but also let's not underestimate the employee. That's the whole point. An engaged employee can be way more productive. So it's a bridge to create that sense of workplace, that pride, to connect them with the information they need. You know, a good signage platform, I'll talk about software specifically, can connect to data and bring the right kinds of data forward in addition to, you know, content, images, and video and that sort of thing. So it can drive the information they need, which is very valuable, but also to put it in places that are super accessible. And then as they get more informed and more engaged, they collide together, they meet other people. That breeds an old social network, which has nothing to do with the digital now. Now they get into the social benefit. and they're not trying to track these problems on their own, you know, at home or in a remote office, where they tend to take on more than they could themselves, and they get the help of others, the experience of others, and that sort of thing. So in that sense, digital canvases, screens, can be a catalyst for creating social collisions.
I love that. It almost reminds me of reading about Steve Jobs and how he wanted the Apple headquarters to be sort of spherical and have people have, as you would say, collisions of ideas. You bump into someone in the hall, you talk about the new project, you come up with a new idea. And this notion that people are at the center, no matter how advanced your technology is, at the end of the day, your employee and your customer, it's all about those people-centered skills. So I really enjoy the way you put that. I do have to ask selfishly, I'm very curious, what is the one prevalent, I don't want to say mistake or error, that people keep doing that you scream from a mountaintop, stop doing this in workplace digital signage?
Oh, wow. There's no one. I think it depends. I think the biggest thing I still see, and I think we've talked about this before, and we usually have it with consultations. You know, we're in the software business and we deal with a lot of partners. Is people think that they can do digital signage and sort of get it up and you're done. And I do think that if you're, the thing I would encourage people to do, and I think the biggest mistake, is to not use it consistently and persistently. It's a living, breathing, dynamic thing. That's the beauty of it over static. And so having it connected to real-time data, the whole idea of it being real-time, means you can connect real information, whether it's emergency and safety and these sorts of things, or KPIs or whatever it is. You can really tie it to your workflow. You know, you get workflow management, you can get decision making, you can get it out of there. But that means you're investing in a constantly thriving thing. Like, you know, in this day and age, we need vibrant remote work environments for people to work in so they can be productive. And we need vibrant physical environments for them to come into. And those things, you know, house various types of people. So the mistakes can be depending, again, whether you've got customers coming into that facility, employees, blue collar workers, people on manufacturing floors are very different than you know, white collar workers in an office and what have you. And so you want to drive the appropriate information, the appropriate floors. Metadata is great to do that because you can now tag, you know, assets to the appropriate audience and have that automated. So this is low cost. Once you get it going, like it's a low cost of operations, but it does require thoughtfulness and care and feeding. And I think that's the biggest thing that people think, you know, I can get it in and just put up some pictures and I'm done. And I don't think you'll see the results as if you put the right data and really connect. And, you know, what do you want to control the narrative of? The biggest advice I have is digital signage is the way for you as a corporation to be in control of what's presented to whoever that audience is, if you know who's in the screen. And so think of it that way. What do you want you to know? I'm talking to you today. What do I want you to know? I have the ability to talk to it. Use the screen the exact same way. What do I want our people to know? Are we doing well? Are we worried about this? Anything could be charity drives.
Content is key, and people really seem to forget, you know, you can invest in the best screen imaginable, but if you forget what kind of content you're putting up there, it's just a big, expensive, blank screen. Now, that being said, and you're something of an expert in this space, and I think your firm has created a reputation of you want to help people find the right hardware and software, whatever hardware and software that is. So even if it's not yours today, you might point them to someone who has the best software solution for whether it's an airport or what have you. You're very invested in the success of the entire digital signage industry. I think that's come across in many of our conversations. What kind of advice do you have for these corporations that are trying to build their digital signage in the workplace in terms of picking the hardware and the software that's really going to work for them? Because there's so many options.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, and absolutely, I believe in the ecosystem and partnerships, and there's, you know, screen manufacturers and players and outdoor screens and all that kind of stuff. And even just from the very get-go, what do you want this to achieve? I think be honest with your own assessment of your own skills. What skills do we have to do this? I've got a big, you know, let's take a simple corporation putting in a cafeteria. Now it's not digital signage. You probably want to talk about diet and healthy food and all that kind of stuff and have costs. And, you know, but you've got this empty space. How many screens should I put in here, and where should they go? And what else do I want to do with it? And it helps to go to an integrator or an audiovisual specialist to help you do that if you don't have those skills. Other businesses have those skills, you know, a stadium, like a hockey stadium or an arena would have those kind of skills already. They know where they want to stimulate people, so they don't need help in that regard, but they might need help with more sophisticated integration or data, you know, data type things as opposed to entertainment type things, where most IT companies would be probably stronger on the data side and not on the creative side. So you've got to pick your partners based on the gaps that you have. And we can help guide that way. We've got a plethora of partners that we work with across the globe to deliver those things. And we work in conjunction with other vendors that sell those things. Often people will think of the screen first, like I want this screen, and they get the hardware up and they think, oh, the hardware goes in and I'm done. You know, back to the previous conversation we had. And in fact, a lot of the brains of this thing and the actual engagement is going to come from the content and the data and the integration and the actual enablement, which, you know, I'm slightly biased, but it's really a software driven thing. So it's software that enables the magic, but you need, you know, cabling, good Wi-Fi. Countless people I've gone to, it's mostly solved these days, but it, you know, sometimes stores don't own the footprint. They can't get it there. I've dealt with schools that want to put things in classrooms and they can't mount TVs in the wall and they can't get cabling to them and so forth. So you really got to kind of take a more holistic approach about what your skills are, what you can and can't do, but all that starts from your strategy. And I think like everything that's ever going to be really effective, having a strategy is your starting point.
I love that. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, I think Benjamin Franklin once said. And the value of the integrator, the digital signage and pro AV integrator, cannot be overstated. A lot of people, I think, especially when they're first getting into digital signage, they don't even know the term integrator. They're not familiar with that. They're like, oh, I just buy a TV, right? No, there's a lot of layers here. And if you can find a reliable, reputable professional who knows how to fill those gaps in your knowledge, that's going to make your road much easier. And you're probably going to save some money too, instead of just buying the first thing you see.
Absolutely. And even just working. Yeah, I agree with that. And the workflow and the management of it, right? Like, what do you want it to do? How do you want to manage this? You know, how do you physically think about it? You know, if it's a campus, it's, you know, you might want visual maps of it to lay it out and where you want to go. And if you're a small office, it might just be, selecting the most cost efficient hardware and going at it. So it really does vary by size. The beauty of this is the software will power, you know, everything from a small screen, even a phone, to large video walls. So, and the prices, you know, vary dramatically from, you know, consumer grade right up to high outdoor LED billboard, things like Times Square. And we've got a range of customers that do all those things.
So if I'm starting my small boutique psychic detective agency, I might not go for the airport FID system just yet.
Well, FID's is data, right? It's, you would know very few people. Well, now they might, because it's changed. But in the old days, not even that long ago, even still today, you go into most airports to see FID. You don't think of it as really engaging digital signage. It's important information, but it's not glamorous or good looking or motion video. It's just got a flight, and whether it's on time or not, unfortunately, it's usually not. And you go from
absolutely
there.
Absolutely.
But now that dedicated screen, so there's a good example. Those airports are taking those dedicated FID screens and making them do other things when they're not as busy. And that is their evolution in intelligent digital signage. On that, they'll also have the same digital signage software that communicates to customers doing things behind the scenes to their staff in rooms that you don't see. So it's telling about operations and are we running on time and what's our safety like and where do we need help. And so digital signage is that the software for sure is a connection to the heart of the data of the company, and then the ability to push it out onto screens. And you know, what we haven't talked about is also not everybody's a knowledge worker, not everybody's sitting on a screen. So digital signage is one of the only ways to reach people that are physically walking around and not having a device or a computer in front of them. And so you've got to make sure that all your employees are getting the information they can as efficiently as possible. And digital screens are a great way for doing that. I mean, some of the biggest interesting things I've had in my life are working like in things like oil rigs, you know, where there's no connection and they're really remote and they need information and it's highly risky and sensitive. And so statuses change and the criticality of it is there.
Wow. I never would have thought of an oil rig as using digital signage. That sounds like a heck of a story.
Oh, yeah. I mean, chemical handling. Think of it. Like, how do you handle chemicals, safety, governance, inspections, changes, rollouts, shift changes, stuff like that, storm incoming, all that kind of thing. Marine services, you know, one of our big customers is a large ship operator, and they have the same thing on ships, which are not connected, not tethered. They've got, you know, they power them up remotely, and they're out in the Atlantic Ocean in, you know, winter and tough waves. It's critical. They keep people connected to information. And the more we advance digitally, the better we can be with keeping them safe and keeping things running on time and helping engage all their employees. You know, it really does vary by business. That's the flavor of this. It's some things are more stressful and emergency, or those are easier to paint the picture. But back to the workplace, we're trying to drive, you know, engagement and productivity and culture and how are we doing and our brand. You know, what's our brand worth? How we treating our brand? And so these things vary wildly, but the connecting point is through your eyeballs and your visualization. And then the behavior is going to be driven by the content you put in front of them.
Well, I love the way you put that. And it's almost the old question of how do I engage those eyeballs? How do I get people to pay attention and get the message? And motion is one of the themes. Talking to a lot of professional content developers, they keep mentioning motion is very useful and helpful. Motion and color. It sounds cliche and trite, but it really does work to get people looking at your screens instead of just having a slideshow, a PowerPoint, if you will.
For sure. And you know, glossy. That's why sports is such an amazing thing. You look at our culture, we go out, we look at entertainment and all these things and all the money that goes into that. They've got, you know, generally speaking, great graphics, good looking cars, or, you know, whatever your sport happens to be. And so it really is eye catching. And that's why a lot of sponsorships, I mean, if you're a company that has sponsorships, you get generally the right to use that stuff, make that a part of your signage to catch people's attention, but then also drive other things that are part of your narrative once you've got that.
In my head, I'm now seeing an oil rig and there's a critical safety message. And to make sure people see it, they have the sports car behind the message just to make sure nothing explodes.
Yeah, well, yeah, you, that's it. Okay, I'm going to pick you up on that. So you know, again, it's totally environmental. The placement of the screens is super important. We've got one, I think, well, at least one that I has come to the top of my head that literally uses our digital signage software for nothing other than lighting doors in an emergency. And it's a floor, they handle chemicals. Like they use this elsewhere, but the application on the warehouse floor is that they handle some chemicals. If there's a leak, they have to evacuate right away. And so they've just got simple LED panels that can be red or green. And if the leak happens at a certain point, they've got sensors. You know, anything that is downwind goes red and anything that's upwind goes green. And that's all they've got these signs connected for. It's just a simple, you know, IoT integration. But I hope they never have to use it. But if they do and they test it every year, they can evacuate people safely. And that's all it's for. So there's no digital signage whatsoever, but they know if the alarm goes off, look and, you know, go to a green door. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, that's huge. I love that. And of course, there's also a side movement. Next time we chat, we'll have to talk about cost reclamation by making your display a multifunction display and how people are multipurposing their displays for customers and for employees to great effect and engagement, which is a fascinating thing. Listen, Chris, it is always a pleasure to chat with you. I love your breadth of insight and the depth that you bring with decades of experience in the industry. If I could just hand you the mic for one message you can scream to the industry and to consumers, what would it be on workplace digital signage? What should we carry with us into the next year?
Thank you for that. And I love working with you. I think you do great work out there. I'm an admirer, so it's always nice to be involved. And, you know, this is a community and technology has pros and cons all over. You see social media and lots of people complaining about it, that sort of thing. Technology is here to serve human beings. That's my theme. That's my message. You and I have talked about that when we've met before, and it's a continued theme. And I think what I encourage people to do is to think about this powerful medium we have to connect with people think about your culture, what you want to drive, and use the data. Data is meant to be used. So start to exploit it and to use it. Information is meant to be used. Connect people to information they need so that they can be more engaged in your business. That's what this is all about. We've got to be attractive. We've got to have good offers. We've got to do this. But people are screaming out right now, especially today in this environment, I think, for involvement and engagement in things that are meaningful. I think work is a good chunk of your working life, and it should be meaningful and a fun place to work, and we should engage them in every way we can. And the more engaged they are, the better it is for the company. So to me, it's a win-win situation. Use technology properly. Think about it. Engage people, and you'll get back returns that surprise you, drive your bottom line, drive your charity initiatives, and make you a better company.
I love that. I couldn't have put it better myself. People are at the center, as always. Chris Devlin, thank you for joining us from Omnivex and making time in your day for us, sir. We'll definitely be in touch. And as we watch this evolving industry that's changing at the speed of sound, if not light itself.
Well, thank you. It's been great to be here. Always a pleasure, and all my best to your podcast fans. Bye-bye.
As business leaders look for ways to improve productivity and profitability, they're increasingly turning to innovative automation and self-service technologies. But keeping up with the rapid pace of new innovations can be overwhelming. Now there's a website to help you do just that. From the publishers of Kiosk Marketplace, Vending Times, and Digital Signage Today, Automation and Self-Service covers trends in artificial intelligence, robotics, kiosks, payments, and much more. Visit the site today and subscribe at www.automationandselfservice.com.